We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Ryan Belongi. We're talking Wednesday's five-game slate at DraftKings. Ryan, we had an interesting two-gamer yesterday. I know what your cash lineup looked like, but did you take anything in tournaments?
I didn't do great in the main, but I cashed the 275, so that always like puts me into – I was in the green for GPP, but ended up losing cash as, yeah, people might have seen. I talked about it on Twitter a little, but, this slate, it's nice to have a big slate on during the week. And I didn't think they were going to include the Man United Tottenham game starting 45 minutes after. That makes it a little interesting, too. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, you mentioned it in your article, just about this fifth match here that's 45 minutes after. We kind of got it yesterday. The difference was, you know, two matches, not really the same. But you were mentioning, like, with your cash lineup, you didn't even care about it. Like, you're like a 90-10
player. I don't want to make excuses, but, you know.
No, this could go for, anyone, really.
Right.
You got to think a lot of people, you know, focus on the tournaments. The people want big money. Cash games,
right.
You know,
yeah,
push
yeah.
the side
for me
kind
too.
Of thing.
So. I started playing cash, you know, just this season for this podcast. And I play about 90% GPP as far as investment each slate. And sometimes I try to get the cash lineup done in just like a minute just to get it in there. And focused on tournaments, but you know, that's no excuse. I'm going to start playing a little bit more cash, spending a little bit more time at it. But yeah, it can be tough on slates like this, especially with one game starting 45 minutes after, if you get any surprises, like we weren't expecting Bueno to start at all. I'd never even heard of him. So, you know, I had to do a little research, then decide what I was going to do with him in tournaments. So it can be a scramble.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to get a Hugo Bueno, we're going to get an 18-year-old starting in this late match, but I believe there was I saw some rumors online about Tottenham, or at least Conte mentioning he is open to going with a four-man back line instead of, you know, their patented, you know, three center backs, 3-4-2-1, 3-5-2, whatever. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. I don't know what it would look like. Maybe that moves Perisic into a more attacking role. That would, you know, definitely change things up if it's like a 4-3-3 kind of a thing. So something to keep an eye on because Richarlison's out. Kulusevski probably not ready to start. I doubt Lucas Moura is going to be up there. We could see what we had. I think Tottenham's lineup at Brighton, they were a 3-5-2, which I'm projecting right now. So we'll see with that. And then,
yeah, I mean, have as far as I know, they've never played anything else
right
all season. You know, I have a hard time seeing someone like Antonio Conte changing it up for the match against United, but that'd be interesting.
He definitely He probably said this is just like, you know, try to throw people off the scent. You know, the last match they played, I believe Ronaldo had a hat trick. He did mention that as well. But as for Manchester United, we have the question with Christian Eriksen. And, you know, he didn't play in the last match, so that made Bruno an option again, really. Right. We had Jadon Sancho starting as well. So we have some questions there with Manchester United. And, you know, 45 minutes later, Eriksen's out, making Bruno an option again.
Right,
that could change some things and kind of makes it a little difficult. But so you thought in your article, you're like, these guys will probably be less popular than usual just because, like, if something like that happens, if like Eriksen's out again, Bruno still probably isn't going to be popular, right? Like, people aren't going to change their lineup that late, are they?
Right, like some people will, of course, but some won't. So they'll all be like a little bit less popular. You never know. Some might be like quite a bit less popular than they would be if all these games started at the same time. It kind of always works like that in soccer, especially when there's four other games now. So there's like plenty of players to choose from. You're not like waiting because you need one of these guys in the last game. It's not like a huge thing, but it could make a little difference.
Yeah, so for this one, 5-match slate, Liverpool are the biggest favorite, implied goal total of 2.14. Newcastle are after them, and then you got Chelsea, Manchester United, Southampton. I am kind of surprised at the Southampton implied goal total is 2.49. That one kind of caught me by surprise. So, a spoiler, if you don't read my betting articles on our website, I'm pretty sure I took Southampton Bournemouth over 2.5 goals. The article is 27-13-1 for the season. So, you could go with like me jinxing myself, or I'm just correct on everything. So, you could take that route, but
that's a pretty good record.
Yeah. So, What stands out to you? Just that Liverpool big favorite here? Well, Chelsea away from home, anything stand out?
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool looks like the best spot, but it's not like a great spot at home to West Ham. It's not a spot where they're for sure just going to go out and dominate. They could. I mean, you know, they're better than West Ham, but maybe not. You know, if you don't want to target Liverpool in tournaments, you don't have to. Chelsea, yeah, that's an interesting one. You think it's a pretty good matchup with Brentford, but again, you never know with Chelsea either. Like, they were blitzed by Aston Villa midweek. I mean, kind of dominated. I don't know. Maybe you have a different take. I mean, I know they scored early, so it kind of changed things, but man, they really didn't do much. Villa had a ton of good chances. It was like impossible that Villa didn't score a couple goals, especially in the first half. But still, like, yeah, a matchup to away to Brentford, pretty good. And I don't know how popular Chelsea are going to be. Maybe not too popular. Newcastle too. Newcastle, pretty good spot for Newcastle, home against Everton. People won't really like to target guys like Callum Wilson, especially over the Liverpool players.
I think you're right here. This isn't like a smash spot for Liverpool where you need four guys or whatever, that kind of a thing. As for the Chelsea-Brentford matchup, that one is kind of tricky. As you said, like, if you had money on Aston Villa, it just didn't happen for you. Mings had a mistake, and Mount got that goal off of, like, a straight mistake by Mings, just a poor header, basically in his own box. And then the other goal is a free kick. Otherwise, like, Aston Villa had more opportunities from open play. But then you look at, like, Brentford, their last home match, they beat Brighton, but they kind of were outplayed as well. They just got a couple goals there. So there are some interesting things. And then you have the Manchester United-Tottenham match, which has one of the higher implied goal totals. That matchup has, I think, Manchester United have scored 3 goals in each of the last 3 meetings, and there's been goals in that matchup. So, you know, there is a method to playing a few guys in that game as well. For tournaments, this isn't, you know, not really a cash move here, but I'm just surprised that, you know, I know Southampton, Bournemouth, sure, they, I don't know, I guess their scoring just isn't there. It's not the same level as some of these other teams, but 2.49 just seems like a Brighton against Wolverhampton total. I mean, it just seems kind of low for them, but
It does seem a bit low. I don't mind targeting that game a little bit. There's some good salaries there. I think you can kind of pick like whatever spot you want. Nothing's too obvious. Mm-hmm. Liverpool will be relatively popular just because of the salaries, at least. But yeah, I like that last game for tournaments. Definitely Man U Tottenham.
All right, so forwards, and we have the underpricing here. We have the continued underpricing of Mohamed Salah. You mentioned in your article, check it out, rotowire.com, after the show. But Salah is, you know, 1K cheaper than Harry Kane, 800 cheaper than Ivan Toney. He has the best odds to score on the slate. So usually when that happens, you know, people kind of flood to him. In cash games, he'll be, I don't know what percentage we're looking at, but he'll be fairly popular, maybe 40 to 50%. I mean, this is Salah we're talking about here at 8,500. He should be 9,500. So there are, the problem is that there's not a ton of other options. So that's kind of why you have to go Salah here. Maybe not have to, but he's at least makes sense, I guess, in cash games is what I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And, you know, if I'm leaning towards Salah in cash games, then, yeah, you know it must be something, because I try not to play Salah in cash games. And people play him when he's like 10K in these spots or when there's other options. But you said it, there's not many other options. I mean, Sun would be the next best option. So, like, I get, you know, if you want to choose Sun over Salah, I don't know. I said in the article, like, Sun does have a slightly higher floor, even in a worse matchup. But it's really not, like, the matchup's not that much worse. But Sun, you know, you figure for, I don't know, how many set pieces does Sun average in a game like this? Probably five, for sure. And a couple of those are shots assisted. So that gives him a higher floor than Salah. But I don't know. It just, you know, when you factor in the upside, it has me slightly leaning towards Salah, although I would try to play both of them. I would try to play both of them if we get enough value. I don't know. Is there anything you see? Like, do you have any take on those two, or is there anyone below that you think?
Well, I don't even think you can play both of them in cash games, can you? Unless you just you're kind
of. I think
of
you can.
Okay, you're finding midfielders to where.
Well, you
would
need
probably
like
gonna
a Ryan,
fade.
You would need
GWP.
A Ryan Fraser.
Okay, yeah.
You would need like a Ryan Fraser. And if, I don't know, maybe you're not comfortable with that, you would maybe even need something like, this is skipping around a little, but 2,700 for Malaysia. I mean, maybe if it gets you the perfect lineup, maybe. So yeah, we'll see.
Honestly, if people are going to play Salah, Son, Malaysia, and Ryan Fraser, go for it, because
no,
I'm
not
going to make that lineup.
Not both of them. You okay. Just need one. You just need one. Trust right. me, it can work. I'm looking at it. We have some cheap midfielders. I mean, we'll say it last time. I mean, Conor Gallagher, 5,400. If he starts, you got him in there. So that's one cheap mid spot. That helps.
I found myself in a 2v2 here with like Salah and utility here. It's like you can go up with Salah and have like a 3K, 4K utility spot, or spend down and have like a 7K range in utility. So it depends, I guess, who else starts. We don't know if like Joelinton's actually going to start. I guess Thiago maybe not start, but
right. Like,
start,
who else can so. We? Who else do you want to play? Who else do you want to play in cash for cheap forwards?
Those guys I mentioned, I think like Thiago at 4,900.
Thiago, right?
He's no longer 6,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't
7,000 even. He was
right. Yeah, 4,900. Liverpool listed as a mm-hmm. forward. I don't care that he's a midfielder here, really.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think Thiago would be fine for 4,900. Now that he's 4,900, I think he's fine for cash games. I think he's probably better than those Southampton guys. There's just not really any floors there. Mm-hmm. None of them, yeah, you know. So, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
And I like Joe Linton, too. I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, sure, yeah. Yeah, Joe Linton, too. I was going to say, it's unfortunate that Almiron is priced up now, you know. But, yeah, one of those. I saw someone mention Almiron. I don't know, though. You know, he's hasn't been bad. This is a good matchup, and he's been playing close to 90 minutes.
6,400 is kind of getting to...
It's getting there, you know?
It's getting to a range where you don't want to play him anymore is kind of what...
No, at least not in cash games, but yeah. Just what he's shown... Okay, what he's shown, 90 minutes as a favorite for Almiron is actually... It's actually got a decent floor in matchups like that. So I would understand it. It's just hard to click.
Yeah, it's still, yeah. Just in terms of this Newcastle match, Newcastle at home, they love to like put the pressure on the opponents. You know, they scored 5 goals in their last home match. And maybe the numbers overall aren't there, but I do just like Newcastle in this spot against an Everton team who sit back a decent amount. I think they're allowing the most corners in the league right now. And that's just how they're playing kind of a thing. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I do so, like Newcastle in the spot, though.
But... Yeah, me too. And you got St. Max and Isaac out. So, mm-hmm. You know, that helps playing time for whoever starts.
So let's go back up to the top here. What if we get like a Pulisic, 8,200, if he starts? And are you considering like a Nunez? Probably not Firmino, but Nunez, his floors haven't been the worst thing because he takes so many shots. While a lot of them, you know, may not be on target, but he seems to take a lot of shots.
So
and
would
his goal odds are pretty close to Salah.
Yeah, would this be paired with Salah or, I mean, instead of Salah? I mean, what is this cash or tournaments or what, like? I mean, I don't think you could play Nunez over Salah.
No, not in cash, just, no.
You know, just because of the penalty kicks. I know what you mean, though. Nunez has a higher floor than, yeah, he's shown a pretty good floor. Takes a ton of shots. Really like him for tournaments.
So because Salah is 8,500, it kind of removes, like, all of these guys in this near range. Like, you don't want Solanke for 7,900, Callum Wilson at 7,600. Like, these guys are stretches just because, just, you know, find the money to move up to Salah is
exactly
basically what it comes
right
to.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Aubameyang, he's moving up in price at 6,800. So... It seems like it's, you know, Salah, Son, and then you move down and see what else you can find kind of a thing.
Pretty much. I don't really see anything in, yeah, anything below that, like, that you would target for cash games. So, yeah, if it's not Salah, Son, maybe Nunez third, I don't know. Like, if it's not there, then you might as well just go all the way down. Or Thiago or whatever. Tournaments, yeah, that's another story. You can play any of these guys, obviously.
For cash games, like what, outside of Joelinton and Thiago, who else is down here that is at least reasonable? We have Rashford at 6,000 now against Tottenham, probably not.
I mean, I would be higher on Rashford than probably most, but yeah, probably not for cash. I guess the Southampton guys would be next. I mean, we've played these Southampton guys before. Yeah. Now this is, like, actually a pretty good matchup, at least on paper. I don't know. I wouldn't want to, but, like, if Thiago didn't start, you mean? I mean, or if you just couldn't afford it? I don't know. Like, if Adam Armstrong doesn't start, I don't even know who you go with. I don't think you could play Mara in cash, maybe, or Rebo.
Yeah, it's... I don't know how many times we talked about this, but we just talked about it last weekend. This was before. It's just all these Southampton guys are just sitting down here below 5K. And it's like, okay, well, the matchup isn't terrible. So maybe we can play them.
But so think about this. Like, it's probably, for one, they're probably better tournament plays. But like, if you're considering those Southampton guys, like Ryan Fraser for 3,300 is definitely better than that in this matchup. I mean, anyone cheat. Yeah. So like, I don't know if you need to punt forward when forward might be the scarcest position today today.
Today. Yeah. That makes sense. Like why go with these Southampton guys when like Ryan Fraser in a better spot at home?
And like, you know,
obviously, if he didn't start, then this doesn't matter, but...
Right, but you might be able to do it somewhere else, like third defender.
Yeah, other possibilities for Newcastle. Jacob Murphy is 5,000, and I highly doubt it, but Elliot Anderson is 4,700. But It's going to be one of those guys in there. Murphy has started the last few, so that's why I'm projecting Frazier to come back in here.
Mm-hmm. Would make sense.
I think this is a great spot for, just based off our early conversations in the show, I was on Shea Adams' last match. You know, he finished with 3 shots on goal. He was almost there. But 5,800, I know Jordan played him in a prior slate, and I think he scored, won him a ticket, I believe. But Shea Adams, 5,800. People are going to look at this 2.49 implied goal total. They're going to look at that over-under, and they're going to avoid this match entirely. So, like, Shea Adams might, even though he's 5,800, he might be, I don't know, 5%, 10% in tournaments.
Yep, that's a good point. He won't be as popular as he should be. I wouldn't say 5% because I know what you mean, though. But since he's under 6K, you know, that'll get him some looks. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think he's probably one of the better tournament plays. Pretty unlucky to score, actually. What was that last week with 3 shots? I don't know about unlucky, but if you saw the chances, he should have scored one of them.
Yeah, but, I mean, you look at the other people in this range. You have, like, the Marcus Rashford at 6,000. You have the Kai Havertz at 5,500. Yep. So if those guys start, you got to think that Adams is kind of going to be the odd man out in that spot.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Rashford above him and Havertz below him. That will definitely squeeze his ownership for sure. Yeah, that's a good point.
On the off chance that Calvert-Lewin starts, are you going to put him in any of your tournament lineups? 4,800. He'll probably be like 65 minutes, basically.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't want to. No, I don't know. I think it's fine for that price, but I wouldn't want to. I'd almost rather, like, play Mopai, who will be even lower on Shea Adams and all those guys.
Well, he'd probably start over Mopai is kind of what I'm coming at.
Right. Okay. I probably won't do it, but I think it's fine.
How popular do you think, like, we'll see who starts for Chelsea, but if it's, I guess, any of these guys really, Pulisic, Sterling, Aubameyang, how popular do you think these guys are going to be at Brentford here? They're all kind of spread out pricing wise, so
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. Do you think people are going to like this spot for Chelsea? I don't know. Do they like rostering these guys?
It's kind of hard to read just because we had Aubameyang down in the Havertz pricing, and that's when he was so popular. And now he's slowly creeping up. I don't know what his percentages were at Aston Villa. He was 6,700 in that match, and, you know, didn't really do much, but
he's been scoring some goals.
Yeah. So, that is an interesting spot. Do you think people are just going to, where do you think they'll go? They'll just look at for Liverpool, they'll look the Manchester United Tottenham match. It's kind of spread out. It's kind of spread out.
Yeah, I think it's tough. Again, I'm never good at predicting this stuff because I don't know, people think differently than me, I guess, but this Chelsea spot, like, I think it's fine. I always talk about this. I'm going to have interest in Havertz for that price, but these guys will have enough ownership, whereas, like, I might go for a different spot. Like, I might choose a Che Adams over the Chelsea guys. I might choose a Callum Wilson over the Chelsea guys. I might play a midfielder instead of one of those forwards. I think they're fine, but I don't know. It depends. Could Chelsea put 3 or 4 past Brentford? Sure. I mean,
I think that is possible, but the thing with Potter, what he's been doing is just he's been doing a lot of subs. And, like, we saw that in the last match, 50-some minutes for the forwards there. I think no matter who starts, like, someone's going to be coming off early. And the fact that, like, Ziyech can't even make the squad, I don't know. He seems to be rotating a bunch. We don't even know what formation they're going to play, first of all. So that also
Chelsea's tough to play. Like, you don't really feel good about any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just trying to search through prior contests to see what like Aubameyang was, but I'm just like clicking on different.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just I'm trying to think about where is the ownership going to be? Is this just going to make the Liverpool guys really popular? Right, Salah is going to be super popular. I probably
on one of the
even
small,
if the matchup isn't.
Sorry, on one of the small GPPs, Aubameyang 6,700 was 34% at Aston Villa, and this slate had
how many games?
Leeds home against Arsenal. It had the Southampton West Ham match, the Manchester United Newcastle match. I believe it was a four game. So in this same contest, Shea Adams 5,300 at home was 6.6%.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's just that's insanity, right?
So, I mean,
there you go. I mean, that's why I would just never play a Chelsea striker over like Shea Adams or Callum Wilson.
Yeah, people like Aubameyang, or they just like Chelsea. Either one of those. So,
I mean, that's
a detractor.
Again, like I said, I get it. Like you can play any attackers against Brentford. It's like, you know, they can give up goals in any spot. So,
mm-hmm. So for midfield, we have Mason Mount is 8,600, and so he entered the last match with. He got a scan on his thigh, I want to say, and he ended up going 90 minutes over the weekend. There's a chance he doesn't start because of that, but apparently it wasn't a real issue, even though he needed a scan on it. So 8,600. So I guess the question is, we know if Mount and Gallagher starts that we're going to just go Gallagher at 5,400. We talked about this over the weekend. If Gallagher's not in, Mason Mount 8,600 at Brentford, it's kind of hard to find the money to fit him in because of what we're dealing with at forward, right?
Yeah, can't do it. I think it would be a mistake, actually. And that's not, you know, there's nothing to do with Mount, but like you just mentioned, with all the attackers on Chelsea's bench, you can't even guarantee Mount's minutes, especially after he just went 90 and dealing with whatever injury. And he's more expensive than some of these other mids. He doesn't really have a monopoly of set pieces. I mean, he might sometimes, he might not. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Even without Gallagher last match, I mean, we did say like Aston Villa probably should have gotten more out of that game. But so he was on set pieces. He had one cross and he basically had a floor 4 points in that game.
Yeah. And I maybe played him in like one of 25 lineups and hinged my entire slate on it. I get Mount wrong so often. He always like breaks slates in these spots where I just completely fade him.
I mean, he was close
to
busting.
Could be another spot like that. Right, exactly. He's close to busting, but instead he's the best play on the slate by a mile.
Yeah, he got a goal off a defensive mistake, and then
right,
Mings
passed it to him, and then he hit a free kick that was actually right down the middle. Who were they playing? Whoever the keeper was.
It was Emi Martinez.
I mean, I really like Emi. I'm a big fan of Emi, but he gambled and took a huge step, and the ball just like basically went right down the middle. I mean, it was still a good free kick, but he should have saved it.
Yeah. So based off of, we'll see. I know James Ward-Prowse was sub 50% or around the 50% mark in cash games over the weekend. They were home against West Ham. It almost seems like people are kind of moving away from James Ward-Prowse because he's had some bad matches. Southampton are struggling. We now have them at Bournemouth, but he's 7,500. I just find it difficult not to play him here at 7,500. I know what we have. Like you mentioned it in your articles, like Southampton got the early goal, so West Ham were kind of pressing the entire match that – in what we just had. So it's kind of hard not to go with him, I think, personally here.
Yeah, personally, yeah. I mean, personally, for me too, I'm going to play him as well. I think some people are probably coming off him based on some of the recent results. Yeah, again, like the price is just too cheap. I'm for sure playing him in cash games. I mean, not for sure. Like, I guess I said in the article, like, he's not a lock, I guess, but it's tough for 7,500 against Bournemouth. I'm still on board.
I'm pretty sure I played him for 9,500 home against Everton. So I have to play him for 2K cheaper in this spot, right?
Pretty much. And I mean, it's one of those, at least for me, and say what you want, but I've been playing him now for weeks and weeks or whatever. This isn't where I'm going to get off and, like, you know, get buried by a free kick and a penalty kick. Like, kind of just got to keep the faith at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple other options, and that's kind of why he may not be as popular as we think. So he's 7,500. We have the possibility of Bruno Fernandes being on the majority of set pieces at 6,800 if Eriksen does not start. Again, that's something that will people
that's a
need
big
to check
thing,
out.
Kind of, actually. That's yeah, like as far as we mentioned at the start, but really the only news for cash games in that late game is Eriksen, because if Eriksen doesn't start, yeah, people, I still don't think like that many people would consider Bruno or like would roster Bruno, but I mean, he might be better than Ward-Prowse just for 6,800 with the monopoly of sets. I mean, he might be the best point per dollar midfielder for just 6,800 if there's no Eriksen. Right. So yeah, you'd have to consider that.
So if Eriksen doesn't start, would you actually move down to Bruno Ward-Prowse?
I think I would try to get both. Okay. You know, I don't know though. Then you wouldn't be able to have Salah and Son. So yeah, I don't know. It would depend on other stuff. But I would like if Gallagher was there too. I don't know. I would want to get Ward-Prowse, Gallagher, and Bruno. Like I think Gallagher and Bruno are better than, Ward-Prowse. I think Ward-Prowse and Bruno are better than the defenders even. So like you might want to have three midfielders in that situation.
I looked over Tavernier here, 7,200.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts here on Tavernier at this price? You want Ward-Prowse over him.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even mention him in the article, like almost on purpose, like with $300 difference between him and Ward-Prowse, you just can't, unless somehow you're rostering both, you just can't roster Tav over JWP. I don't think so. I don't know. He, like, what do you think? I mean, he got subbed after 72 minutes. He hasn't shown much upside. I mean, he whips crosses in, but I don't know. Ward-Prowse has a higher floor and way more upside.
Well, the first lineup I put together had Tavernier in here, and it was like, well, why don't I just do Christie instead, even though without set pieces, like he's front three, but he's still almost 2K cheaper. Obviously not the floor, so maybe this isn't cash games, but... I still think, like, in this matchup, like, someone like Christie does have, like, a decent floor from open play. Like playing in a front three of whatever they're playing, 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Like I agree with you, but his price is a little bit up there now for it to be something I would do in cash games. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. Like this is probably going to be in like utility as well. I guess if Gallagher doesn't start, maybe people look that route.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I couldn't do it again. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, but I don't think I could do it.
So other cash,
I don't think
game,
it's the worst thing. If he's going to play 90 minutes, like if he's going to play 90 minutes at home against Southampton, that'd be a pretty good floor. But I don't know what you're
saying. Right. Other cash moves. You got Damari Gray, 6,600. He seems to get to his numbers a lot at Newcastle. Isn't the best of matchups, but. You know, he just went at Tottenham and had 8 points where, like, I don't know, he drew five fouls even with only three crosses at 8 points when, you know, Tottenham pretty much controlled that match and Everton didn't really get much going for him there, so.
Yeah, I actually think Gray is, like, a decent tournament play. I think he'll be almost unowned in tournaments and, you know, he's the type of player that can come up with an 8 point floor, maybe add a goal. And, you know, he 20 some points can break the slate for like one of those unknown midfielders cash games. Probably not. It's a bad matchup.
So if We talked about Thiago. If Fabio Carvalho starts as like a left forward for Liverpool at 5,100, would you consider it? I don't know if he's gone more than 45 minutes in a match this season, but now with Jota out and Diaz out, this could be a time where, like, if Carvalho starts, this may be the time where he goes more than 45 minutes. Attacking piece on the biggest favorite. So what do you got?
So who would he start over?
Probably Nunez.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we could have a situation where it's like Firmino starts in the middle, goes 65, 70, and then Nunez actually comes on for Firmino instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There was a slate just a little bit ago where Carvalho was 7,400, I believe. When was that?
It had to be Champions League.
Yeah, maybe. Sorry. Yeah, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. It's this one against, maybe it was this one against Brighton for 6,100. He got absolutely jammed in cash games. These are usually the worst plays on the slate, is basically what I'm getting at.
Sorry, he went 90 at Rangers. I misspoke.
Yeah, it's not that one. It was Brighton, where he was, people jammed that Liverpool spot against Brighton. Anyways, these spots, I don't play these spots really. 5,100 is okay, though. Like, I think for tournaments, it'd be okay, but no, for cash, I mean, this is what happens. These guys go 45 minutes and score 2 points. Trust me, I used to make this mistake years ago with the similar spots like this come up all the time. And, like, if you want to take that chance in tournaments, fine, but yeah, no, not for cash games, I don't think.
I warned everyone in Discord that he'd probably go 45 minutes, so hopefully all the RotoWire followers didn't use him. So,
right, yeah, hopefully.
Let's see. Let's going down here. What else is there? Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Let me just double check the position he played over the weekend. He was a central midfielder. Okay. I guess Chelsea were just moving around with Sterling on the wing, Chilwell on the wing. I don't know. They're kind of fluid here, and they were kind of defensive in that match. But Ruben Loftus-Cheek, 3,900, isn't terrible.
Yeah,
for cash
no.
games,
right? Is he starting as like one of the holding mids?
Well, I mean, we'll see where he starts.
Right,
like we've seen him play on the wing before in the 3-4-2-1. So it just depends on Chelsea what they do. We don't know.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Jorginho, always a tournament play with PKs at 3,800.
Yeah, pretty much, that's a good price, actually.
Yeah, I mean, he stayed below 4K it's been a couple weeks now, even though he did get the recent PK. What was that, Champions League, maybe? So maybe that's why his price is still down here. But yeah, anyone else for cash games that I did not mention? We got Ryan Fraser, of course, 3,300. Anyone else here?
I don't think so. I think just Fraser. If he didn't start, then yeah, I might look for three defenders instead. I don't know, right? Do you see anything else for that you would play in cash games down here?
Not really.
At least that you would want to, right? Like, yeah.
What if Moussa Gineppo played at left back for 3,500? And Frazier wasn't starting.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't be the worst thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's just a short week. Like, we don't know. Like, we have the projected 11s. We don't know what the managers are going to do. Like, we just saw Hugo Bueno, an 18-year-old who had 1 minute of Premier League experience, start, and I think he went 90 yesterday.
Yeah,
so, like, we could see some changes in the lineups. Like, Romain Perraud is a guy who is coming off an injury already, so is he going to get back-to-back 90s in 4 days or whatever, 5 days? So we could see some changes. Like, Gineppo started at left back to open the season for Southampton, so...
Yep.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, so defender here, are we going to be able to spend up at both spots here? I guess is kind of what it comes down to.
I want to for cash games. Seems kind of like a mistake not to. Like, Trent, I get the concern that he's just coming back, but 7,100 is just too cheap, and he's going to be popular, at least in cash games. So I think, I don't know, I wouldn't be able to fade Trent. And Trippier, like, this is a Trippier matchup. Home when Newcastle's favored. I mean, we were just debating that spot against Manchester United. I mean, I even like that spot for him. Look, 15 points. I mean, I guess 12 if you get rid of the clean sheet. But, yeah, those two options seem pretty safe for me. What do you think? I don't know if Trent's safe, but for 7,100, like, I would still want to play him.
Yeah, you mentioned the whole ordeal that at left back, because Tsimikas and Robertson are now healthy. We saw early in the season when – you know, those guys were subbing off for each other. Robertson back from injury, and, I mean, he went 90 against Manchester City. It's thought that Tsimikas is going to start, but, again, early in the season, you know, he had 59 minutes in back-to-back matches. If it's, like, not working, like, Robertson can't come on for him. That's always a risk now.
Yeah, it is a risk. You know, you don't want to overweight that stuff. You know, you hate to start trying to predict subs. I mean, you're going to get yourself in trouble doing that. But
when you have Trippier there.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah, you have these two options, and you have this situation in Liverpool where, like, we've seen these guys get subbed, like, more than once or twice now. And, yeah, it'd be enough of a worry for me where I would just play Trent and Trippier. But 5,800 for Robertson, like, his price looks pretty good again. If he were to play 90.
If.
Right, exactly.
I think if there is a slate for people not to be on TAA as much as they have been, this might be it.
Like, this might be it for sure.
We had a week ago, Klopp said this was a 2 to 3 week ankle injury for TAA. He came back, played a few minutes against Manchester City. And now if he starts, is he going to be ready for 90? I mean, if he turns his ankle the wrong way, I mean, I don't know exactly what injury it is, if it only would, like, held him out for a few days, really. But
yeah, and, you know, it's a matchup against West Ham. So, like, it's not for sure that he's just going to go off. So, like, for tournaments, I'm going to play him in cash, but for tournaments, I won't be as heavy as I normally would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he destroyed in this matchup last season, but as Jordan would say, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I think it matters a little bit more than that, but yeah, like it's still a good matchup. Like, Liverpool are going to be the dominant side in this matchup at home.
All right, so I don't want to have this conversation, but if Chelsea play in a 3-4-2-1 and Cucurella or Chilwell are starting on the left wing, these guys are now cheap. Cheaper. Chilwell's 5,500. Yeah. Cucurella's 4,800. Do we have to think about them?
This is
for cash games here.
Unfortunately, yes, because their prices came down. Like, if they're on the wing, like you said. So if they're on the wing, yeah, you got to consider them because their prices are down and because it's a good matchup. I don't know. I don't really have anything definitive on that. I think maybe they could be a third defender. Like, three defenders might look pretty good if one of those guys are on the wing.
I feel like I'm going to do something stupid. And if, like, we see Chilwell on the wing or even Cucurella on the wing, and I see that and I'm like, okay, I need more money for my utility because my utility is like a punt or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'll move off a TAA to get down to one of these Chelsea guys. And then, TAA, 20 points, Cucurella, 45 minutes off at half, Chilwell comes on. And then I'm like, all right, I knew that was going to happen, but I did it anyway.
Right, exactly. Yep, that's exactly the kind of stuff that happens. Definitely happened to me earlier in the season.
That's kind of it in the high range, at least for defender. Just when you have these high-end guys who are pretty much auto 10-plus points, you plug them in cash games. I mean, even in tournaments, it's like you don't really want any of these other guys here. So
no. And like I'm just seeing that you were mentioning, like, if there was no Connor Gallagher, like, could you do a Ryan Christie? I don't know, but you can maybe do a Matt Target for the third defender spot. I don't know. It's not a bad price for that matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he starts again, that's definitely in play. 5,300. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'd take him over those Chelsea guys.
I'm not excited about it, but you just – home against Everton – Target's got a pretty good shot at 10 points. And you never know about an assist from, you know, I don't know.
Set piece. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you're in like a three defender build, like, he would be like a utility guy who is.
Right.
Yeah. I guess we were just talking about Gallagher. So, yeah, that would be utility. But who else stands out here? We got the Southampton guys. You mentioned KWP, 3,900 in your article. Romain Perraud is 4,400.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts here, down here? We got a lot of expensive center backs.
I played Walker Peters. I played Walker Peters last week, and he scored 1.8. I still think he's underpriced, though. You know, it's just stuff like that happens. But, yeah, I'm not, like, rushing to play any of these guys. I think Diogo Dalo is fine for tournaments. And then I mentioned if Malaysia starts for 2,700, I think he'd be fine in cash as the last guy in. Like, we were talking about Ryan Fraser or whatever other punt. I mean, 2,700, you figure you can get 5 points out of him and you might be able to make all your other stuff work.
The more you look into this slate is kind of like, at least for defender, we have like these few high end guys, and it's obvious that, maybe not obvious, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for, but when we have these other 2-3 match slates without the Liverpool in here or even without Newcastle, and it's like we don't want to play any of these defenders. It's just like, it's pretty noticeable on this slate that there's just not a ton of, like, defenders that you want to play outside of the top guys.
We talk about it all the time. Slates like this, there's usually an edge in playing these best defenders, even in tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, it was just yesterday. It was like people got the edge with Hugo Bueno at 2,500. Like, if he didn't start... Everyone would have been on just center backs. Like, we already had Adam Webster at whatever 50% in cash games yesterday. So,
yeah. Before he started, that was a weird slate. I had a ton of lineups with two center backs. I mean, there's just like, there was no options above the center backs. It was weird.
So for goalkeeper, we have Newcastle have the best odds for a clean sheet, just around 42%, Liverpool 38%, Chelsea 37%. And Alisson, 5,800, Pope, 5,600, Kepa, 5,400. I think you're leaning Alisson because of the win percentage. Is that correct here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all these guys are, it's very similar here, but I guess, you know, gun to my head, give me Alisson just because it's the best team and the highest win percentage. But I get Pope as well. He's cheaper and has better clean sheet odds. And then, I don't know, Kepa's even cheaper against Brentford. So, again, it's a goalkeeper. Just kind of pick whoever you want. But if forced, I'll choose Alisson. I'm not going to – it's not a priority.
No. Yeah, are you – well, has your cash build come on?
Yeah.
Have you been available cash to grab one of these high-end goalkeepers? Or?
No. But, like, it could, I guess, if you don't pay up twice at forward. You know, it depends what the lineups are, but I would be fine spending down here. I don't know, and Jordan may disagree. I don't know. You know, people, this is a weird slate. Like, I guess it depends how much you trust these spots. I would still have a tough time, you know, paying $5,600 for Nick Pope. I don't know. Like, I get it, you know, but I don't know. I'm okay with spending down here.
Do you have anyone that stands out?
Not particularly. you know, Fabianski probably got the most save upside. Pickford, I don't know. You wouldn't be shocked if that game ends scoreless or something, or if Everton nick a 1-0 win. I mean, Raya against Chelsea, cheapest home keeper, sure. I mean, no. I don't know. You asking me to decide goalkeeper is just a nightmare. Like, pick whoever you want, seriously. I don't have a problem with any of them.
Yeah, I'd say ignore this mid-range. Raya, unless you're one of the people who's like, yeah, Aubameyang, love the guy, he's going to score, I'll plug him in. Unless you're that guy or girl. 4,100 for Raya. I think he's in play, even for cash games. We're not, you know.
Yep.
So
definitely
save upside at home, Brentford at home. I'm always big on Brentford at home, but Pickford always makes saves. Fabianski, the one thing with West Ham, which has me worried a little bit, is so we had Ben Johnson start at center back over the weekend because Craig Dawson and Zuma are dealing with a couple issues, and we'll see who starts for West Ham, but I don't know how much this is going to matter for my lineup, but just something to keep an eye on. If, like, we have another Ben Johnson at center back kind of a thing, I'm not really sold on him playing that position
right,
yet.
Right, but, like, yeah, I see what you're saying. But, like, would you ever be rostering Fabianski for the clean sheet, like, if they had their first choice back four?
Or well, like, I think it might be a difference of he allows one goal or he allows four goals because Ben Johnson.
I was thinking maybe they allow more shots on target and you get a few more saves.
More shots on target, more goals.
Right. It's one of those. Right. Saves or goals.
I mean, I get you technically look at it. Like, I'm just looking through Ben Johnson's game log. He opened the season back-to-back starts at center back. You know, they allowed the two goals at Man City, one at Nottingham Forest. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't really matter that much, but I just don't think, like, Ben Johnson is as good at center back as Craig Dawson or Kurt Zouma. Maybe doesn't matter, but...
Right, but you're right. You're right. He's probably not.
All right, so... What else we got? We didn't mention Anthony Gordon. Are you going to have Anthony Gordon in any lineups?
How much is he? 7K?
Yeah, 7K.
7K? Oh, that one's tough, but I get it. Right? He's one that will be pretty much unowned, I would think, right?
Close to
it. So I get it. I get it from that sense. Me personally, probably not.
All right, so Roberto Firmino is 8,300. He is always under-owned, basically. For a good reason, mostly good reason. We saw 1-2 years ago, you know, he was struggling to pretty much score all season, but he's arguably Liverpool's most informed striker. You look at his game logs and, you know, like he's subbed out a lot, but Liverpool injuries, so maybe, you know, the subs won't be coming as much as we think, but he's going to be the third most popular Liverpool forward, correct? So are you going to be looking at him in tournaments?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, for everything that you said, yeah. I think Firmino is a good tournament play. Look, all the Liverpool forwards are good tournament plays. But yeah, I always like Firmino because he's less popular than the other guys. I think that's like the gap between, I don't know, it'll be like people are starting to play him more just because they see him scoring all these goals now. So, but yeah, still I like him.
It still feels like we'd get like, what, Salah 40%, Nunez 30%, Firmino 20% kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah.
So
who else?
Yeah, I'm just, we didn't mention Callum Wilson here. If you want like the Newcastle stack, you want to go with, you know, Trippier, whoever else, Callum Wilson isn't that expensive, so you, like, you can fit these guys in, 7,600.
Yeah, I think Callum Wilson will be a bit under-owned in tournaments for how much he should be. This guy in the chat, Ash, Pickford loses his head at St. James Park every time because he's a Sunderland fan. This guy might be onto something. I mean, Pickford is too annoying to me, honestly. I could see that. I like that. I'm never like impressed with Pickford's sort of. I don't know. He definitely loses it sometimes.
Last February, Pickford made 7 saves in a 3-1 loss at Newcastle.
Yeah, that's so 7 saves. So 10 shots on target last year. Everton gave up against Newcastle.
Yeah, in February. So would it be crazy in tournaments? Is it possible that a lineup with 4 Newcastle players wins? Is that too many? Like, we have Callum Wilson, Almiron, Bruno, or one of the midfielders, and then Trippier. Or even, I guess you could do the duo fullbacks there if target starts.
No, I don't think that's too much because there's not, like, that much opportunity cost. Newcastle can win 3-0 easily. Or just score 3 goals. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's fine. I thought, you know, I was tempted to say maybe if one of those 4 is $3,800 Chris Wood off the bench, but we'll save that. We'll save that for another time. Anyway,
$3,800.
Some other some tournament options like who are just like. Who are plays that I think look good for tournaments? I don't know. We've talked about most of them. Callum, Che Adams, Kai Havertz. But then in that later game, this United Tottenham game, I think is good for tournaments. I think both Kane and Son won't be as popular as they should be. All the United forwards are good options. So I definitely like that game for tournaments.
So we're thinking the Liverpool guys will be most popular.
Definitely.
And then everyone else is kind of more of a mix-up. Maybe, like,
right.
We could have, think? Like, Aubameyang, if he starts, Havertz. Like
yeah, like, the
guys
Chelsea
maybe,
guys will.
They may be as popular.
Do you think
popular.
The Chelsea guys will be similar to, like, the United and Spurs guys? Do you think they'll all just be similar? I don't know.
I think that the Chelsea guys will be more popular.
Okay. Yeah, cheaper and better matchup.
It just feels like if you play someone in this Manchester United Tottenham match, like you need more than one guy.
Whereas, I don't think so.
I guess if you go for the Ronaldo hat trick again, but like it just seems
you're not really worried about. You don't need the assists. You don't necessarily need. I mean, or what you just want. Like you're saying, if that game goes off, like yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'd want other pieces from that game. Yeah, I see. I know what you mean, but
yeah, I mean, it's like if you want someone from this game, you're not hoping it's going to be 1-0. So then it's like, okay, I'm going to have whoever. I'm going to put Ronaldo in my team and no one else. And like, so like, what are you trying to go with Ronaldo? Like him getting a hat trick and nothing else happening in the game? Kind of a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to disagree with you on this one. Like, just 8,200 for like a guy with Ronaldo that has pens. Like, you might only need one goal. You might only need one goal. I don't know. I get your point. I also think, I mean, Rashford for 6K, you can play him by himself just because of the price.
Yeah, the price, yeah. In tournaments, would you – are you still, like, thinking you'd be fine playing just one of Kane or one of Son? I feel like whenever – if I'm ever on Tottenham, like, it's almost a must to grab those guys because they're so involved together in the attack that –
they're expensive, though, so you don't need to play both of them. Like, you wouldn't want to play both of them if one's going to finish with, like, 12. I mean, it'd be fine, and I'm not, like, I like playing both of them together as well. Like, I see what you're, I know what you're saying. Like, they both put up 20 together, you know, relatively often in high-scoring games. But I don't think you need to just because of the price. Like, you don't need to because of the price.
I still think you could... like, if this match goes 3-2, you could have, like, a Rashford, Son, Kane, and then...
yeah. I mean,
there's a world in which there's not more than two goals scored in these other four matches.
No, look, I like your idea of, stacking that game or having multiple pieces. Yeah.
All right, you got any other thoughts? We kind of met you at the beginning. What is a stack in this Bournemouth Southampton match look like? Even like we want JWP, we want Tavernier, we want whoever starts up front for him. But like,
I don't know if you necessarily need JWP with Southampton here. Hold on for just a second. You talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, so the difficult thing is, again, we're going to get some rotation. We just don't know where the rotation's going to be. And that's what we're, you know, when these lineups come out, there's going to be some guys that we expect to start that aren't starting here. Ryan's just dealing with his baby, in case you're wondering what's going on here. But... yeah, because like we could get Kiefer Moore starting for Solanke. We could get Jaden Anthony back in there for Christie, something like that. We didn't mention Philip Billing, who always seems to get around the box and get a rebound, kind of like a Bruno Guimaraes there. But, you know, a lot of this kind of just depends on what the lineups are going to look like. I think we already went an hour. I think I'm just gonna end it here. Ryan's dealing with his baby right now, but I think we got everything. If you want more of Ryan's thoughts, you can find us in the Discord, rotowire.com/soccertrial to get a free 10-day trial, and then rotowire.com/chat to get access to our Discord. We will be in there pretty much throughout the day. Kind of talking about the slate. I know there is La Liga stuff going on as well, as you can see from our cheat sheets. We got La Liga matches, and we got, I guess that's it. La Liga and Premier League. I think there's Liga MX tonight. So there you go, a little bit of everything. But you can find Ryan at Ryan Belangi on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroic, and might have something for tomorrow's two-game slate. We'll see what happens, but... thanks for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube and all that good stuff. And our podcast feed as well. Make sure to check that out. But anyways, guys, thanks for watching. And we'll see everyone in Discord. Good luck on the slate. And I'll say it for Ryan. Good luck, everyone.